The Invisible Man by Herbert George Wells. Chapter 1. The Strange Man's Arrival. It's early in February when a stranger arrives at Epping Railway Station. It's cold and snowing. He wraps his thick coat closely, so that it covers him from head to foot, with only the shiny pink tip of his nose and blue spectacles showing. He enters the coach and horses inn and flings his suitcase on the floor. "A fire," he cries, "in the name of human charity, a room and a fire." It pleases Mrs. Hall, the owner of the inn, to have a guest at this time of year. She offers to take his coat and hat, but he refuses to take them off. Instead, he stamps and shakes the snow off himself in the bar. Then he pays and follows Mrs. Hall into the guest parlour. She lights the fire and leaves to prepare a meal for him. Later, when she comes to serve him food, he is still standing at the window, all covered up. "Here is your lunch, sir," says Mrs. Hall. "Thank you," he says immediately. He doesn't stir until she is closing the door. Mrs. Hall forgot to bring the mustard. She walks back and, as she does so, her visitor moves quickly. She gets just a glimpse of a white object disappearing behind the table. She puts the pot on the table and notices the overcoat and hat hanging over a chair in front of the fire, and wet boots drying next to them. She goes to the chair. "I suppose I may have them to dry now," she says resolutely. "Leave the hat," says the visitor, in a muffled voice, and raises his head. He is looking at her. For a moment, she stands quiet in surprise. He holds a white serviette over the lower part of his face. But that is not what surprised Mrs. Hall. It is the fact that a white bandage covers all of his forehead, above the blue glasses, and another one covers his ears. She can't see anything but his pink peaked nose. "Leave the hat," he says, speaking distinctly through the cloth. "I didn't know, sir." She shivers a little as she closes the door behind her. Mrs. Hall thinks the stranger has been in an accident, so when she returns, she tries to get him to talk about himself. The visitor is reluctant to speak to her, although not particularly rude. "I have some luggage at the station," he says. "How can I get it here?" He bows his head. "Tomorrow? Is there no speedier delivery?" "No." The visitor asks Mrs. Hall for some matches and remains in the parlour until 4 o'clock. He is sitting in the growing darkness, smoking by the fireplace.